Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The left fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Kermit Wall. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Guerra. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Fowler. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Dick Fowler. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting third. The right fielder, Allie Clark. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Murray. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Garcia. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Garcia. And now, play ball. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a fly ball into left field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mitchell moves to second. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mitchell scores. Rosen moves to third. Easter moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon takes first base on ball four. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wall fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman strikes out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock takes first base on ball four. Fain moves to second. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. Fain moves to third. Two outs. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Boudreau fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vallo. Murray reaches second base with a double. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia bunts towards first. Fain juggles the ball. That's an error on Fain. Murray moves to third. Garcia moves to second. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a pop-up towards third. Wall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Murray scores. Garcia moves to third. It's 2-0, Indians. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a fly ball into left field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wall fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. Joost hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fowler moves to third. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. Fowler scores. One out. It's 2-1, Indians. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0-for-1 in the game. Vallo hits a fly ball into center field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moses moves to third. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fain hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moses scores. Chapman moves to third. It's Athletics, 2, Indians, 2. Sam Zoldak now pitching. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hitchcock hits a fly ball into center field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Easter takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Easter moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Fowler. Easter moves to third. Gordon moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Easter scores. Gordon moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-2, Indians. Sam Zaldak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zaldak hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Zaldak for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall is 0-for-1 in the game. Wall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0-for-1 in the game. Guerra hits a fly ball into center field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fowler hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boudreau bunts towards first. Fain throws towards second. Hitchcock fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hitchcock. Mitchell moves to third. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mitchell scores. Boudreau moves to second. One out. It's 4-2, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wall fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Easter takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0-for-2 in the game. Vallo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Murray hits a fly ball towards center. Chapman catches it and throws to first to double up Kennedy. Two outs. Sam Zoldak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zoldak is 0 for 1 in the game. Zoldak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a pop-up towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Fain hits a line drive towards third. Rosen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hitchcock hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kennedy. Hitchcock reaches second base with a double. Carl Scheib pinch hits for Kermit Wall. Carl Scheib is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheib hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Pete Suter now playing third base. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0 for 2 in the game. Guerra hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fowler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gordon moves to third. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Murray hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gordon scores. Kennedy moves to third. It's 5-2, Indians. Sam Zaldak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zaldak is 0-for-2 in the game. Zaldak hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fowler fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0-for-3 in the game. Vallo hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Fain hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moses moves to second. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Mitchell reaches second base with a double. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Boudreau bunts towards the mound. Fowler fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mitchell moves to third. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Mitchell scores. Two outs. It's 6-2, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Easter takes first base on ball 4. Rosen moves to second. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0-for-3 in the game. Guerra hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Tipton pinch hits for Dick Fowler. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.